Well, let's move on for now. Saudi Arabia's war on Yemen is claiming an increasing number of civilian casualties across that impoverished country. A new report by Human Rights Watch says Saudi-led forces have used U.S.-supplied cluster bombs, which are banned by much of the world. But the Pentagon has defiantly defended the transfer of these arms.
The Saudi war on Yemen began on March the 26th and has so far claimed thousands of lives, mostly civilians. The airstrikes and shelling show no sign of abating as Riyadh is using US and European silence on the aggression. Riyadh began the war in a bid to stem the advances of Ansar Allah fighters. The fighters have been battling Al-Qaeda militants and remnants of the regime of fugitive former president Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi. Hadi, who is an ally of Riyadh, has fled to the kingdom and is backing the aggression against Yemen. Civilian populated areas and infrastructure in Yemen have been heavily bombarded since the war began. Human rights groups have repeatedly expressed alarm about the civilians suffering on the ground and the dire humanitarian crisis. In a damning report on Sunday, Human Rights Watch revealed another dimension of Saudi Arabia's deadly war, the use of weapons banned by much of the world. The rights group said the Saudi-led coalition is using US-supplied cluster munitions in its airstrikes.
Credible evidence indicates that the Saudi-led coalition used banned cluster munitions supplied by the United States in airstrikes against Houthi forces in Yemen. Cluster munitions pose long-term dangers to civilians and are prohibited by a 2008 treaty adopted by 116 countries, though not Saudi Arabia, Yemen, or the United States.
The group published images showing the remnants of cluster bombs manufactured by Textron Systems Corporation in the US. They were supplied to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates in recent years. According to HRW, targets in Yemen include those close to villages, highlighting a threat from undetonated submunitions to civilians. The United States has reacted to the report. It did not criticize its staunch ally Saudi Arabia or accept blame for what's happening in Yemen. Instead, it's defiantly defended its supplies of banned cluster bombs. A Pentagon official claimed the recipients of U.S. cluster munitions commit that the weapons will only be used against, quote, clearly defined military targets.
The United States is arming the most repressive regime. The Saudi regime is the most repressive one on the planet. The most backwards, the most medieval, the least democratic, and the most hostile to its own population on planet Earth. And that's saying something. And the United States is not only keeping that regime in power by arming it against its own people, but arming it with the most advanced weaponry in the world to advance its interests in the region and as far as it can go.
The war on Yemen has been condemned by some countries, including Russia and Iran. But Saudi Arabia has signaled its willingness to continue its air campaign. Yemen is among the least developed countries in the world. Civilians who have suffered the brunt of the war are waiting impatiently for an end to the violence.